And I wonder how close to that big mistake I've come. I've heard a lot of sleazy ass shit here tonight about what they've done wrong. I heard one woman nail it straight. She two-timed her husband while he was in the service. I heard a lot of sleazy ass shit about what they've done wrong tonight. I've done this, I've done that, and I haven't heard enough straight talk. Have you? If you have, you better point it out, because somehow you're too self-conscious in this place about telling us what you've done that was wrong. Shouldn't be. Now we got to clean our houses and we got to go. We got to get up tomorrow and make it for cabinet visitor, government visitors, goodness knows how many and what hour. We know around the 9 o'clock hour we got to be ready. Yes, brother. All people are going to report to all the crews. Marvelous terrestrial area we have here. Some woman rode up here and sent me to the day before yesterday. I wouldn't have come here if I'd known all these snakes around here. Jesus Christ. When have you seen one? When have you seen one? If you stay here and don't try to run away, there's no snakes out there that bothers you. Nobody, no snake ever come in here and bother nobody. She said, I just can't sleep at night. Father, you have to help me. I hate to call on your spirit, she wrote. I hate to call on your spirit, but you have to help me now since I know there's snakes out there, since they brought them big snakes in from the jungle. You didn't tell us it was. You liar. I told you as plain as a goddamn nose on your face there were snakes there, but I said there's no snakes in here. Just like there was no mosquitoes, and there have been. We've had a whole period of cycle here where we had none. They come and go based on your goddamn attitudes. Sure as hell did. Just because two kids run out there and find a bunch of goddamn snakes and don't realize it. Sure, if you go out that jungle, if you try to get out of here, you're going to run into everything. Snakes, tigers, cougars, you run into every fucking thing. I never told you otherwise. Caiman, eat you up with one bite. I told you all along about them goddamn big. I did too. Now, I remember, I told two kids I'm going to send them to the back side of the property. They're going to have to back there where the big cobra, where the big boars were. I sure as hell did. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. And there's been no snake crawled in here. Nobody's ever gotten bit. It's a damn miracle. They're out there thick. You see them bringing in here. We've eaten them. How long are they? 8 feet, 10 foot. We brought the fuckers in. One bite and that's all. None of them's ever come in here. Not one of you ever been bitten. Run through that jungle, cutting and clearing the land, and none of you been bitten. 3.5 years, nothing. No, going nearly 4 years. What's the matter with some people? Why don't you be grateful? Sit there worrying about a snake. Can't sleep because of a snake coming in. That's something to worry about. Jeez, that's all I wish I had to worry about. I wish a fucking snake would come, and he won't come. You ought to have our worries. Some of us wish one would come. Then we wouldn't be our problem. We wouldn't be responsible. Fucking snake come in and bite us at night, then hell, it wouldn't be our problem. We didn't lay down our life, but we can't find no fucking snake. Snakes ignore us. No suicide, no snake's going to kill us. So we got no way around it because we're too responsible to commit suicide. Wouldn't do it. You got any guts at all, you wouldn't do it. If you do, goddammit, I got power. I'll bring you back. I promise I won't if you behave yourself. You have to write up special if you want to be brought back. If you live and try to do right, I won't bring you back. I can do it. Because I know I can do it. I'm not kidding you. I don't understand this messed up universe, but I did it with that Pearson child. Sure as fuck did it. Wasn't a Pearson child. It was killed her kids. Broke their hearts. Hung herself for one man in front of those kids, and they had to come in and find it. I brought him back. I said he'll be a boy. And I said he'll be rejected by his mother. And his mother gave him away. Walked away from him. Turned him back. I mean, she didn't have no use for him. Wouldn't take care of him. Wouldn't be responsible for him. So fuck with me and try to... But most of you shouldn't even have to have that. You wouldn't want to commit suicide because you'd hurt somebody. And nobody cares about it. Oh, hell. You can't... I don't care if you got no children. Nobody. You can't do it without hurting somebody. Right? okay, what's all this? Are people going to confess? No, their urine's just obviously obstructed. And I say, don't worry to the mother. You all heard it. So there'll be no problem. Mass will be gone. All problems, whatever they are, they'll be gone. The people who stayed behind, I said, do you have any idea what that took out of me to say it? But I needed to relieve her mind because she was going off to a conference. And then we get the news. It's a mighty Savior. You think on it. Think on it right now. Any last moment announcement that needs to be made? We'll get up at the usual time because we will be off at by noon at least. And then, if the chaps arrive, it'll be earlier.